I'm good, thanks. How's it going?
Carrie Baxter, welcome to WLR.
Thank you very much. I love being here. It's like my second home, WLR, now.
It is. Where are you originally from in Waterford? Because I constantly meet people and say, God, that Carrie Baxter on the radio sounds fantastic. Where are you originally from?
The Cork Road.
You're in London at the moment, from the Cork Road to London. And the last time we spoke, you were in anticipation of the grand final of the local hero search, which went nationally, of course, as well. And you got whittled down to the last five. You were robbed. The Daesh, you were robbed.
Yes. Well, it would be wrong of me to say I think we were robbed.
You know yourself, Carrie.
Yeah, it was a great night. I really enjoyed it regardless anyway. It was great to be able to play in the Academy in Dublin as well, you know.
Absolutely. You know, COVID out of the way and everything, you were ready to roll out big things over the last couple of years, and then COVID struck. You said to yourself, 2022 is going to be the year for Carrie Baxter to go just that little bit onto the next level, and you've got plenty of gigs lined up, including festivals.
Yes, I am playing quite a few festivals this year. Actually, I did my first one last year, which was utterly terrifying, but, you know, exciting as well. So then I've got another, I think, four this year, maybe four or five.
You're Wicklow bound in a couple of weeks. You're doing the Beyond the Pale Festival in Glendalough. Beautiful Glendalough. Yeah.
Do you know what? I've always wanted to go there, and now it's just by pure accident I happen to be playing a festival, so I'm quite excited to go, actually.
What is that, the 10th to the 12th of June, I think?
Yeah, I believe I'm there next Friday.
You better be sure. There'll be a lot of disappointed Carrie Baxter fans. Grand Social in Dublin in September, and of course between the Beyond the Pale Festival and the Grand Social, you're doing the big one in Waterford, which is All Together Now at Currymore House.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that. I'd be lucky if I even get on the stage. I'd be so buzzing.
Do you think you'll be a bit more nervous knowing there'll be loads of blah heads looking? Oh, there she is, yes. My woman from the Cork Road. Look.
I don't even think I'm going to get a word in at that festival, to be honest with you, with the amount of people that I know who have tickets going. So I'm excited, but I'm also very nervous. There's nothing more nerve-wracking than playing to, I think anyway, loads of people that you grew up with, you know?
I know from DJing over the years, the worst thing is to play to an empty room. When it's full, you think, I can do whatever I want and nobody will really notice anything.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited, to be honest with you, because I have done gigs over the last year and a bit like that, or however long I've been back out playing live, that has been really empty, and it's so difficult, like really, really difficult. So like to have like a whole festival and crowds of people who are going to be a few drinks deep, shall we say.
It loosens up the crowd, though, the few drinks, doesn't it?
It's going to be such a great atmosphere. I can't wait to play that one, you know.
Oh,
really,
absolutely.
Can't wait.
Carrie, trust me, there's going to be a hell of a lot of fans of yours there to see you. And, you know, with festivals in Ireland, having been to a few or two over the years in Ireland, all we need is the weather. So, fingers crossed.
The weather, yeah, absolutely.
The festival side as well, of course, you are doing, it'll be an intimate gig really at the Market Bar on John Street in the city on the 25th of June.
Yes, I am. I can't wait. Playing slap bang in the city centre, I never thought I'd say that.
When you come back from London, do you normally go down the strip and go for a good night out on the tiles and then the burger and chip and all the rest at the end of the night? But you're actually going to be there in the Market Bar on the 25th.
I know, I was going to say it's not often that I'm found singing in the Market Bar. I think Mammy Baxter is going to sell the place out alone, you know.
I love it, Mammy Baxter. New music as well. You're working on some new stuff, I assume.
Yes, I am. I've got a couple of things coming out post-summer. I'm just getting the festivals out of the way that I'm really so deeply in love with. So I can't wait to share them because that's the best part, I guess, giving it away. A couple of bits and bobs and then something bigger towards the end of the year.
Ooh, tell me more. You can you?
Maybe bring me back next month.
I'm going to push you, Carrie Baxter.
There is some new stuff in there, for sure. There is some new stuff in there as well.
Okay, well, listen, we wait in anticipation of the new stuff from Carrie Baxter. And we look forward to seeing you. So Beyond the Pale in Glendalough on the 10th to 12th of June, All Together Now, late July, and Grand Social in Dublin then in September, and Market Bar, of course, as I say, kicking things off in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, thank you so much. You've just reminded me of how much I have to do.
Listen, you make sure you check that diary, girl. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of people disappointed.
Cure the date.
Deadly. And we look forward to seeing the mammy at the Market Bar with you, Carrie.
Oh, no, of course. Don't you know the whole family will be there? You'd be lucky if you even get inside with them.
You'll be packing them in, sure. You'll be packing them in with the family. Carrie, great to talk to you as always.
Thank you so much. Take care.